20 minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans? Happy Saturday. Hope you are having a wonderful weekend. Welcome into the Pack-A-Day Podcast. I'm your host, Andy Herman. You can follow me on Twitter at Andy Herman NFL. You can find the podcast at Pack-A-Day Podcast. Thanks for joining me today. Just when you thought all was calm in the world and it was just draft time and we're getting ready and we're going to be covering the draft from now until the draft and after the draft, the Green Bay Packers on Friday night, late afternoon, decided, no. We are trading Dontayvion Wicks to the Philadelphia Eagles, and that is going to be your big story for Saturday. This is a fun one. There's a lot to dive into, a lot to discuss. Seems to be a somewhat polarizing trade among Packers Nation. I think for the ones that, you know, are maybe more okay with it, I think you understand a little bit more the business side of this, and we'll go over that. I think for those who don't, you know, probably look at a fifth and sixth round pick and say, what does that do for me in 2026 when I'm trying to compete for a Super Bowl? Dontayvion Wicks can help. What are some draft picks going to do, including one of them being next year? Well, we'll go through all of that today. But it's a very interesting topic of conversation. It was a really interesting trade, and I'm really, really excited to break it down with you guys. Before we get there, shout out to brand new Pack-A-Day Podcast YouTube member, BJP525. BJP, thank you so much for signing up. Also, if you would be ever so kind as to just hit that subscribe button. Takes 1 second there. Boop, subscribe, you're good. And it helps the channel a ton. If you're enjoying the Pack-A-Day Podcast, if you're new here, just hit subscribe. Again, we appreciate that a ton. And you have no idea how much that little action helps out our show, whether you're on the audio side or on YouTube, just please hit that subscribe button. Last thing is, early in the day on Friday, there was another sort of trade rumor that came out that sort of took up some of the Packers' oxygen space. And that was Kenny Moore became available. At least he's looking to be traded. Kenny Moore, the corner for the Indianapolis Colts, is looking to trade. It sounds like there's some mutual interest there in ultimately trading him. So I woke up on Friday morning and there was a lot of people that were adding me saying, Andy, Kenny Moore, do you want to make this trade? And the answer is a pretty hardcore no. Kenny Moore is going to be 31 this year. He's 30 right now. And he is a slot corner at 5'9". Green Bay just released a slot corner in Nate Hobbs because they don't need it because Javon Bullard is patrolling the slot for now and for the foreseeable future. That's going to be his spot. And so bringing in another slot receiver who's not going to play outside, certainly Bullard's not going to play outside. He can't play Bullard at safety because you've got Evan Williams and Xavier McKinney there. It really makes no sense. He's not their type. They don't like the 5'9 slot type corners. They like the bigger guys. And he's a little bit overaged as well. So no, I cannot see a world in which this deal gets done that where Green Bay trades for, you know, Kenny Moore. Again, good player would help most teams. I don't think Green Bay is going to be the team that ultimately trades for him. Also, remember, Green Bay and Indianapolis have already made a trade this offseason. It's not often you see like a 2-for-1 sort of thing, but if Green Bay wanted to get involved in a Kenny Moore conversation, they could have just done it then when they're already making a trade. They didn't. I think this is a very, very, very unlikely trade for the Green Bay Packers. All right, that brings us to our main topic, which just so happens to be Dontayvion Wicks again being traded to the Philadelphia Eagles. What Green Bay gets in return is the Falcons 2026 fifth round pick that is pick 153 in this draft, which just so happens to be their fourth pick in this draft. So it's their fourth best pick now in this draft. They have their second, their third, their fourth, and then this fifth round pick will be their fourth best pick, at least for the time being, unless they make any sort of other trades. They also get a sixth round pick from the Eagles in 2027. There was some question as to whether or not it would be the Eagles' sixth round pick in 2027, or if Green Bay would get their own pick back, the Darian Kennard pick that they traded away for Darian Kennard. It is the Eagles pick, which is kind of fun if you think about it. Yeah, both teams could just have their own sixth round pick, but if you're the Eagles, you're hoping the Packers are worse. So you want to hold on to the Eagles pick, the Packers pick, and get rid of the Eagles one because you think the Packers are going to be worse than you. And if you're the Packers, you want to hang on to the Eagles pick and get rid of your own because you're hoping the Eagles pick is going to be worse. So you're sort of betting against the other team. I like it. It's way cooler that way. Now, it's a six-round pick. It's not like we're going to be cheering all season long for the Eagles to fail just so we can get a better six-round pick, but I do like it a little bit better that way. So again, pick 153, which is ultimately the Falcons pick this year. Again, the fifth round pick is that 153, and then a sixth round pick next year, which is the Eagles' sixth round pick. So if you are having a rooting interest at home, you do want the Eagles to do worse next year because you get their sixth round pick. You're cheering against the Cowboys too, because you have their fourth round pick. So that one's a little bit more important. Meanwhile, in this trade, Dontayvion Wicks does get a 1 year, $12.5 million extension. It's funny because when I was live on the happy hour talking about this trade, I said my expectation is that Wicks next year is probably going to get a $12 to $13 million deal. And here, lo and behold, while I was talking, he got a 1 year, $12.5 million extension with that trade as well. We'll talk through that, what that means for the Eagles and what that means for Dontayvion Wicks as well. I think the big question that people had right away, or the comments, were the Packers didn't get enough, or did they get enough in this trade? And the answer is absolutely. This is exactly what I expected in order for Green Bay to be interested in this type of deal. And I can prove it to you, because you can go back from a couple weeks ago. I did a full episode that talked about different trades for Packers wide receivers. I focused on Jaden Reed, Dontayvion Wicks, spent a little bit of time on Savion Williams. I kind of went through and said, you know, which trades here potentially make sense. And I ultimately landed on Dontayvion Wicks being the one that made the most sense. But the one I can really prove to you is, I said, if Green Bay can get a fourth round pick for Dontayvion Wicks, they're going to have to really consider that. You might say, well, Andy, they didn't get a fourth round pick. They didn't, but they got the same value. That pick 153 is a pretty early fifth round pick. If you trade the future sixth on top of that, that is the exact value of a fourth round pick. So they got fourth round pick value in return for Dontayvion Wicks. And I get, you see a fifth round pick and a sixth round pick, and it feels like it's nothing. People, I think one of the hardest singular things for fans who don't dig into this stuff as much to understand is trade value. And it's hard because in the NFL, it's all over the place. You will see, you know, Brett Favre go for a, you know, basically like a fourth round pick. And then you will see Dontayvion Wicks go for a fifth and a sixth. And yet Aaron Rodgers, you get to trade up in the first and get a second that could turn into a first plus some other stuff. And you will see, I remember, I think, what was it, like Jarrell Casey, when he got traded from the Titans, people were like flabbergasted, like, how could he only get a seventh round pick for that? People are always all over the place. The big things you always have to look for are contract and age. Obviously, talent has a lot to do with it as well, but contract and age. What type of contract are you going to have to give up, and how old are they? And there's a lot of other factors in this as well. The big factor with Dontayvion Wicks is that for Green Bay, he had 1 year left on his deal. Now, it's a cheap contract. It's a very cheap contract. It was about $3.5 million, which helps Green Bay in this situation. But he is ultimately about a number four wide receiver, maybe a number three. He's probably going to be a number three for Philly, that you're trading away, that the new team acquiring him has to pay a salary for. And so you are hoping to get a couple draft picks in return. And then the onus is on the Eagles in this case to pay that salary moving forward. The Eagles did that, giving him that $12.5 million 1 year extension. So he gets the money from the Eagles. The Packers don't have to pay that contract. They get off of it. They do have some savings this year, which we'll talk about. And then they get draft capital in return. How you have to view this for Green Bay is that you are getting two draft picks instead of 1 year of Dontayvion Wicks. 1 year where he was pretty destined to be your number four wide receiver, and probably even splitting that role a little bit with Savion Williams. 1 year of a number four-ish wide receiver, or a fifth round pick and a sixth round pick, you're taking the draft cap. The draft capital is better value in that situation. Now, if you're asking what's the better player for 2026, would you rather have a fifth round pick this year or Dontayvion Wicks? In all likelihood, that answer is Dontayvion Wicks. That is a fair evaluation of that piece of it. But NFL general managers aren't just looking at what does that do me for the here and the now. They're looking at the overall haul that you are getting in return, the overall evaluation. And 4 years on a cheap contract of a fifth round pick, which is, by the way, what they gave up for Dontayvion Wicks when they got him. They spent a fifth round pick on him. 4 years of a fifth round pick on a super cheap deal, plus 4 years of a sixth round pick on a super cheap deal. Obviously, you have to make those count. You have to find good players and draft the right pieces to make it count. But those are far more valuable. That's 8 years of cheap contracts if you can find the right guys, instead of 1 year of a $3 million Dontayvion Wicks as your number four-ish wide receiver. The long-term valuation play here is better for the fifth and the sixth than it is for 1 year of Dontayvion Wicks. So yes, I do think they got enough in return. The other thing that you need to know here is this is where his value was. I said it 2 weeks ago, fourth round pick value is what it would probably take to get him. They got fourth round pick value. And the second thing is, it's not like they limited themselves to the Philadelphia Eagles. They would have canvassed the league and said, hey, Dontayvion Wicks is for sale. Who's the highest bidder? And the Eagles, in this, because it's not like they were in a perfect world, you'd rather trade him to the AFC, right? Or some team that's not competing with you. The Eagles will be competing with the Packers this year. So in an ideal world, you'd trade him somewhere else. It's not like the Eagles were, you know, the one that you'd prefer to trade him to, but the Eagles had the best offer. And so the league says his value is a fifth and a sixth round pick. So then it's up to you to say, yes, we will take that, which again is a fourth round value, or no, we're just going to stick to Dontayvion Wicks for 1 year. And if you're wondering, you're saying, well, Andy, why not just keep him for a year and get the comp pick? Two things. The first is that if you were to let him go next year and he does get a comp pick, that would be a 2028 fifth round pick, because you're not going to get it this year. You don't get it next year. You get it in 2028. So let's say 2028 fifth round pick based on the contract, the 1 year, $12.5 million that he got. That'd be a fifth round pick in 2028. If you don't spend anything in free agency next year, and Green Bay is set to have salary cap space next year and is going to want to spend money in free agency, so they would not, in all likelihood, see that fifth round pick. And if you're thinking about even if they did, the comp pick is a 2028 fifth. Instead, they get a fifth now. So they get it 2 years earlier and they get a sixth on top of it as well. So you are actually outdoing what you would get for the comp pick in that situation. We'll be right back. So let's more break this down from the idea of why would Green Bay want to do this? The first thing is we kind of talked about this is you had to decide, were you going to re-sign him? Were you going to re-sign Dontayvion Wicks next offseason? And if the answer was no, which I'm very much willing to bet that it was because they traded him away, then you have to have that conversation of, do we want 1 year of Wicks or do we want the draft picks in return? And in this situation, Green Bay went with the asset accumulation. They went with the picks. I think that's the right move, by the way. That's why I said, if you can get a fourth round pick, you really have to consider it. And I think they did well to get what they did in that situation. So I think the answer was no, they weren't going to re-sign him. And now you have to figure out what's the most we can get in return for him. The second thing is you had a logjam at wide receiver. Remember that NFLPA report card where some players were not happy with their roles? And I shouldn't even say the report card. It was more Matt LaFleur coming out and telling us a couple weeks ago, like, yeah, some players were not happy with their roles on the team. And remember Justice and I talked about it and we said, probably wide receiver. It's very likely wide receiver. Well, now Dobbs is gone. But even with Dobbs gone, and I want to be clear here, I'm not saying that Wicks and Dobbs were the ones that were upset per se. There's a chance they were. We don't know. But even if they weren't, this clears the opportunity for wide receivers, right? Dobbs is going to be a key player in New England. Wicks is going to be a key player in Philly. And now you've got your role set. But more importantly here, again, is you spread out that logjam and now you have a real situation where the receivers on your current roster can thrive. Watson's going to be your one. Reed's going to be your slot. Golden's going to be your other outside guy. And now Savion Williams can slot into that kind of number four role. You still have Sky Moore, Bo Melton, and they're going to draft somebody, which we'll talk about as well. This makes it so that your top three in Golden and Reed and Watson are going to see the vast majority of the playing time. And it still leaves some runway for Savion Williams because as a former top 100 pick, he needs to get some playing time as well. This allows him to do that. And now all four of those wide receivers should be very happy with the roles that they are set for in 2026. And it clears up that logjam at wide receiver. Next is that it is very possible. Again, we don't know this for sure, but there was some unhappiness maybe on Wicks's part. even if he wasn't unhappy and vocally so, I'd be willing to bet you he was very much hoping for, and his agent was probably pushing for, a better situation. Wicks was getting ready to be in a contract year, right? He's going to be a free agent in 2027. And in order to get paid in 2027, he needs to have opportunity. And I guarantee you, he and his agents are looking at this and saying, all right, Watson's going to be the one. Reed's going to be the slot. Golden's going to be the starter on the opposite side. And I guarantee you, they're still going to want to play Savion Williams. Sky Moore is probably going to get some time. Bo Melton might get some time. Even in a best case scenario, I'm a number four wide receiver on this team. And it's going to be really, really difficult to get a big contract as a number four wide receiver. And yes, there might be injuries, and yes, I might get opportunities, but I would much prefer I go to a spot where I have a possibility of being a legit starter on that team rather than at best a number four-ish wide receiver. And so there's a good chance that Wicks and his agent were both saying like, hey, we need a better situation here, or he's going to go in, because Justice and I have talked about this at length. That second contract is where you make your money in the NFL. You unless you're a top guy, you don't make it, especially as a fifth round pick, you don't make it on your first contract. And most guys never get to a third. You have to pay off that second contract. So there's a really good chance that Wicks and his agent were saying, hey, you either need to trade somebody ahead of us, or you need to trade us, because we're not going to get the opportunity we need here to get that big second payday. It's also possible that, again, there was maybe some unhappiness still from the other receivers saying like, hey, there's just like Savion Williams. Hey, I'm a top 100 guy and I'm going to have to be the fifth wide receiver. I'm not cool with that. Yeah. And still even like Golden, you know, could say like, hey, I want to be the guy, and Reed wants to be the guy. And again, it just clears up that logjam a little bit at that position. I also think that it allows you to define roles a whole heck of a lot better and get guys in situations where it's not everybody getting 30 snaps. Watson, Reed, and Golden are going to play a ton. It solidifies them in those spots, and it defines the roles a lot better. And Matt talked about needing to communicate roles better and get guys more set in the roles. This is going to do that in one of the most, again, log-jammed roles on the team at wide receiver. The other thing I'll say, and for anybody who knows me or has listened to me for any period of time, you know I'm a Dontayvion Wicks guy. I could have easily put a 13 Wicks jersey behind me. I really, really have enjoyed his time in Green Bay. But how the NFL works with young players is you have, what I kind of talked about before with Savion Williams, you have a runway. You have a runway to prove that you can take a step and be a starter or star in the NFL. And when you actually get that opportunity, if you don't prove that you can be a starter or star in the NFL, the NFL is going to recycle you out and they're going to start the process over. And this is exactly what happened with Dontayvion Wicks. Dontayvion Wicks had 3 years to prove that he could elevate his game. Because as a rookie, a lot of promise, a lot of really good signs. And if he takes that next step, he's probably under contract already and a starter. And we have a totally different, they may not draft Matthew Golden or at least Savion Williams because they felt, you know, really comfortable with where he was at and things like that. But he didn't take that step in 24. And then he didn't take it again in 2025. And you've now had 3 years to prove yourself with plenty of ample playing time and possibilities and opportunities. And he didn't make the most of it. It's not to say he's a bad receiver. It's not to say he's not talented. It's just to say that at this time in their respective careers, guys like Randall Cobb and Devontae Adams and Greg Jennings and James Jones and Antonio Freeman and Robert Brooks and Jordy Nelson and so on and so forth, Christian Watson, by this time going into year four, you knew who they were. They were starting wide receivers that were ready to go, ready to play, and had already elevated their games. And Wicks simply didn't. And again, I like Wicks a lot, but he didn't elevate to that level where you could just say, yes, he is a clear starter for us and he's ready to potentially break into stardom. He didn't. So now in the last year of his deal, you ship him off and now you start the clock with guys like Matthew Golden and Savion Williams. And now they have that runway for the next 2 years to prove that they are the guys that are going to step up and take that role. Because you've got one open, right? Next to Reed and Watson right now, and one of those guys may be gone next year. You've got the opportunity laying out there for you. So go grasp it, take it, And if Williams and Golden don't, guess what? They're going to be in a very similar Dontayvion Wicks situation in a couple of years where Green Bay might look to move off of them and start over with younger receivers who are going to get that opportunity, hopefully show some promise, and then hopefully actually take that step. So Green Bay is just going through the normal process of an NFL team of saying, you had 3 years, you didn't jump, we're moving on, starting the process over. Because we, in the NFL, you can find, this is no, again, I don't mean to be disrespectful to Wicks here, who I really, really like, you can find Dontayvion Wicks type wide receivers all over the place. Those are not difficult to find. Starting star caliber wide receivers are. So you are trying to find and develop the next version of that. Not just a Wicks. You want something better. And that's what Green Bay is trying to do here. Again, by giving the opportunity for two top 100 picks in Matthew Golden and Savion Williams to have more opportunity now with Wicks gone, in the hopes that one or both of those two will take the opportunity that Wicks didn't to take that step into starterdom or hopefully even stardom. Next is, again, just what we talked about. The Packers need to play Golden and Williams. They need playing time. They need the space to grow. And this is going to give both of those players that. The other thing too, and I talked about this a couple of weeks ago when we talked about wide receiver trades. I truly believe with both, well, at the time, Wicks, but also Golden, or sorry, Reed and Watson being unrestricted free agents next year. Right now, Golden and Savion Williams are your only wide receivers under contract in 2027. And at least one of Watson or Reed are going to get re-signed too, maybe both. But you want to start bringing in a wide receiver, not just for 2026, but for 2027 as well. Sky Moore also will be a free agent next year. So I guarantee you, Green Bay had a real desire to take a wide receiver in this draft. But in doing so, with the way that it was without trading Wicks, it was really hard. You were going to have to keep seven wide receivers. I do not believe Sky Moore is just another Mecole Hardman who they don't have any intentions to keep. They give him a $1 million bonus, and he is going to be their returner. And I think he's going to have a role on offense as well. So you had Williams, Golden, Wicks, Reed, Watson, Sky Moore, even Bo Melton. And if you were to draft somebody, there's no space for that player. Now with Wicks gone, I think you do have the ability to draft a wide receiver, get them started in 2026, so that if, let's say, Jaden Reed goes in 2027, you still have Watson, Williams, Golden, and now the draft pick that you took at some point in 2026, you have potentially your core four and now can still add maybe with a draft pick or two in 2027 as well. I think they really wanted to take one, and this now opens up that opportunity to do so. As I mentioned, I think Sky Moore is very much making this team. And the other thing I'll just add here too is Matt LaFleur likes big wide receivers. Jaden Reed's on this roster. Matthew Golden's on this roster. Now, Wicks plays bigger than his size and blocks pretty darn well. But with those are three smallish wide receivers, right? Now, you have Watson and Williams who are big. I'd be willing to bet you that they are probably looking for a little bit more size at wide receiver. And I'd be willing to bet you that their draft pick is probably somebody that's a little bit bigger than Dontayvion Wicks is. We know it already is probably going to be a little bit difficult getting Golden and Reed on the field consistently together because they both aren't great blockers. But neither of those two are probably going anywhere. So now this gives you the opportunity to maybe get a little bit bigger at that position as well. If you look at what I expect the wide receiver depth chart to be now in 2026, Watson, Golden, Reed, Williams, Sky Moore, and a rookie. That would be my guess. They're going to probably take somebody rounds 3 through 6 would be my guess, 3 through 5. I'd say probably more 3 through 6, but they're going to take somebody and he will be on that. And again, I think the question will be, does Melton make it again? Is he a pure corner? Do they kind of hybrid him again? That'll be an interesting one, but I very much expect Sky Moore to make the team and I very much expect them to draft somebody. Those two with your core four already, including Savion Williams, again, Reed, Golden, and Watson. That's going to be your depth chart at wide receiver for 2026. And by the way, I think that is a very, very talented wide receiver core, regardless of who the rookie is. I'm sure they're going to grab somebody talented, but that is a talented wide receiver core that you can more than get by with, especially add in Josh Jacobs, Tucker Kraft. You're good. You're golden, one might say. I think the deal makes all the sense in the world for the Eagles. They are going to trade away AJ Brown to the Patriots. That is a foregone conclusion. Everybody knows it. They just have to wait till June 1st. They have Hollywood Brown that they brought in. They still have Devontae Smith, but they needed one more piece. And I would expect them still to draft somebody too. but Dontayvion Wicks gives them a little bit more, not a little bit, a lot of more depth and a very talented player for them. I think he makes all the sense in the world to go, you know, to go and get for Philly and bring him in. Also the Sean Mannion connection there as well. And the deal makes all the sense in the world for Dontayvion Wicks. He needed somewhere where he could play more, where there wasn't as much of a log jam, where he can get that extension. Green Bay wasn't going to give it to him. Philly gave him $12.5 million. I think this honestly makes sense for all three sides. I think Wicks is in a better spot for his career, higher pay, gets that extension, in a better opportunity to play. Green Bay needed to thin out that wide receiver room to give their young players a chance to grow, and it gives them some much-needed draft capital in this draft and next year's draft as well. And for the Eagles, they had the need at wide receiver. So I think this makes sense for all three sides, which is exactly what you want to do when you're trying to figure out a trade, is have it be a win-win-win all the way around. Not much cap ramifications here. Green Bay saves about $3.67 million on the contract of Dontayvion Wicks, but they have to replace him, right? Even a vet minimum player is about $1 million. So they'll have about a little over $2.5 million in savings from this trade. There'll be about $75,000 in dead cap space. So it does help them a little bit, but not anything of real significance. As far as the Packers wide receivers go, here's what it means for what I think the top four are at the moment. For Jaden Reed, or I should say top five, I guess. For Jaden Reed, there, if any talk of a Jaden Reed trade is dead, gone, done, over with, that's not going to happen. So Jaden Reed is staying, and it clearly makes that he is, again, a core piece of this team, and I would expect them to continue to work towards an extension. I don't know if that gets done, but I would expect that they at least have some significant conversations on seeing if there's a number that makes sense for both sides there. Christian Watson, he is the unquestioned one. It doesn't really change anything with Wicks being gone, but it does absolutely, again, make it probably even more important that Green Bay try to get an extension done with him. Golden and Williams, again, frees up playing time, which is going to be huge for both of those players. And I talked about Sky Moore before. Do not sleep on him. He is a legitimate wide receiver. I think he can easily be wide receiver five going into the season if you need him. Punt returner, kick returner, a little bit of a gadget player. He'll be a good player for them. I really believe so, and I do fully expect him to make the 53-man roster, and this certainly clears that opportunity up for him even more to make the team as the number five or six wide receiver. We'll be right back. I saw some people upset of like, well, why would you trade him to Philly? If you've made the determination and decision that Wicks has sort of reached his ceiling and that there's nothing more that he can give you and that you want to go in a different direction, you're not really worried about what team is he on. You're just worried about what's the best return you can get. Now, maybe you don't want to trade him to the Bears or the Lions or the Vikings or something like that. That's fine. But if you've come to the ultimate conclusion that he's a tradable piece, it means that you don't have that high of a thought of him, right? That he's going to go out and be a star somewhere else. You're not worried about shutting him down if you have to face Philly later in the year. So get the most that you can in return. I have no issue whatsoever with trading him to Philly. None at all. And again, they're going from AJ Brown to Dontayvion Wicks. It'll be fine. I'm not concerned there. I do believe wholeheartedly that the Packers will draft a wide receiver now. Kind of always thought it was the case, but it was a little bit tougher. Now it cleans it up completely. And I would fully expect, and now they have an extra draft pick as well, be pretty shocked if Green Bay doesn't come away with a wide receiver. And again, expect a bigger guy than Dontayvion Wicks. The one criticism that I've seen is like, Andy, it's fine that you want to do this deal. The value is okay or whatever, but Christian Watson's injury prone. Jaden Reed's been a little bit injury prone. Savion Williams fought with injuries last year. Even Golden had some injuries. It's fine for now, but what happens when Watson or Reed go down for a period of time? I get it. I hear you. I just think at some point, yes, you want to have depth and be prepared for injuries, but you have to make the decision that's in the best interest of the team, both here and in the long term. I think this trade does that. And if you lose one guy, let's say, like, yes, Watson going down would suck, but we're a little bit used to it. I still think Reed, Golden, and even Savion Williams with Sky Moore and a rookie, I still think for a handful of weeks, if need be, you can get by with that. Same if Reed is out for a period of time. Yeah, if you lose Reed and Watson simultaneously, yeah, that sucks. Guess what? If Reed and Watson are gone simultaneously, even Dontayvion Wicks isn't filling in that gap. You're still going to have to figure out other ways to win. To me, you don't you don't prepare always just for the worst. You have to hope that you get at some point some injury luck as well. And yeah, it's a bummer if both those guys get hurt, and there have been some injury prone issues at wide receiver. I still think you have to do what's in the best interest of the team and can't just look at like, well, what if all the anybody can get hurt at any moment and you just have to do the best that you can. In this case, I think you had to do the best what you could with getting the most in return for a player that you weren't going to resign in 2027. The one area that I will say is a little bit of a cause for concern still. Dontayvion Wicks was one of the Packers' best receivers against man coverage. That is a coverage that has given the Packers some problems. Now, I still think Watson and Reed, maybe even Savion Williams, but Golden as well, I think they're going to be able to work around that, but that will be one question mark. Wicks was a little bit of an answer for them for man-to-man coverage, and it's going to put a little bit more on, especially on Golden, I think, to step up his game and make sure that he's getting a free release and getting open against man coverage. That will be one question that they have to answer without arguably their best man-to-man wide receiver. Current draft picks for this year, they now have picks 52, 84, 120, 153, 160, 201, 236, and 255. And they have 11 draft picks next year, their own second, their own third, a comp third, likely for Malik Willis. If it's not a comp third, it'll be a comp fourth. Cowboys fourth, their own fourth, and a comp fourth, a fifth, a comp fifth, an Eagles sixth, a comp sixth, and their own seventh round pick. So 11 picks scheduled for 2027 at the moment. Overall, I think Green Bay did really well here. I like the trade. I really liked Dontayvion Wicks, so it's a bummer to see him go, but I think they got good value. They're looking at both now and in the long term. I think it defines roles at wide receiver, and ultimately, they're going to get their best guys on the field now. Golden, Reed, Watson, Kraft, Jacobs. Those are their core five. Those are the five you need to get on the field, and it opens them up now to do so. I like the trade for Green Bay. Think it makes all the sense in the world. Think it makes sense for the Eagles. Think it makes sense for Wicks. It's a win-win-win all the way around. And I think as a Packers fan, a little bit bummed to see Wicks go, but I think this was the right move for them. That's going to do it for me today. Thank you for joining me. Shout out to our All-Pro and Hall of Fame members, PJ Wynn, Brandon Paletta, Boom Handle, Donna Lee, Lori Lord, David McCluskey, Alex Wong, Peter Rataka, Jay Zimmerman, B. Brown, Puerto Rican Packer, Dan Gasford, Chris Rager, Izzy Roberts, Ian Ewing, Willie Winklesingle, the Gable Storm, Pack Attack Cast, Chris Weish, Craig, John D. Metropolis, Devin Lane, Richard Morales, Les Nino, Beast Bumblebee, Steve Bates, John Mark Liddell, Nemo, Donald Decker, Damon Hartley, Zilch, Zillertson, Large Charles, Will Glass, Imperium Collectibles, Carlo Delgado, Benjamin Sargent, and Jay Stanley. See you guys tomorrow, but until next time, and as always, go Pack Go.